Millennials across the province attended the Newfoundland and Labrador Skills Development Symposium at the Holiday Inn Express late last week. A Memorial University student attending is working towards inclusivity in his free time.
Precious Family Lucy
is a Mon business student who
been volunteering, helping out with Black History Month. That was when my first volunteer opportunity started, and from then that's why I got involved with the student union.
He says that he's always been one for helping people independently.
Well, I'm growing up as a kid, I've always been like someone to always seek out to help people as well. Sometimes you don't receive the best feedback just because I'm a person of color. But I've always strived to help people. I remember growing up one time, I used to live in London, UK. And I was still really young, actually. I was around 11, 12, and I tried helping this old lady carry her grocery bags from the bus station to her house, but she thought just because, oh, this is a little rascal trying to steal my things or something like that. So that was an interesting experience. But I've always tried to, if I see someone in need, I've always tried to find a way to help them as best as possible.
Besides the many student council members at the hotel is Brandon Keats, who is a member of Generation Y. He's working as a mild-mannered hotel worker in St. John's and volunteering as a firefighter at home.
Right now I work at Holiday Inn Express as a host person. Back in my hometown in Kings Point, I'm a volunteer firefighter for the Kings Point and Rattling Brook Fire Department. I just like helping people, really. I always had an interest in
Lenny Tiller from Bay St. George has done a lot of volunteer work with different groups and even walked the solo path for a few projects.
When I was in Fort McMurray, the year we had the wildfire, and we went back that Christmas, I organized a toy drive for families who lost their home so they would have something to give to their children that year. And I did that, started alone, and then ended up partnering with the Salvation Army Christmas tree campaign, and then they helped me get the resources to hand out teddy bears to the underprivileged children. I knew as a kid when I struggled, I wanted a teddy bear. I mean, any kid kind of wanted a teddy bear, so I figured after going through something like that, something so tragic, well, not even tragic, because none of us died, but there was a lot of loss, a lot of destruction, and a lot of small kids affected. So I figured at Christmas, they probably lost everything they had, so if they could have a teddy bear at Christmas and all their families were struggling, it was something that we could, something to put a smile on their face and make them forget for a little while what actually happened to them, I guess. I mean, everybody deserves a hand every now and then. Everybody deserves to feel happy and excited, and sometimes we just need to forget the bad stuff, and sometimes our family can't provide that, and we just need to look to the public to provide that. And it's exactly what I would have wanted when I was a kid if I went through something like that.
The millennial volunteers who came to the symposium for worker education reveal Generation Y is willing to give their time to help others. For Kicker News, this is Melissa Wong.